This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Bringlese Daily. Guys, today's Thursday, and most of you know what that means. It means I'm going to be speaking freely. I'm going to let the words flow. I'm not necessarily going to be slowing down or speaking particularly clearly. I'm just going to be myself and talk how I normally talk, which is like this. So guys, today's April 25th, 2024, and let's begin today's episode with a translation challenge. It's not the hardest translation challenge we've ever done. I think most of you will have no problems with this one. Today's sentence is, L'intelligenza artificiale sostituirà molti lavori. Do you know how to say that in English? Let me say that one more time. L'intelligenza artificiale sostituirà molti lavori. Maybe the vocabulary is difficult in that sentence, but the rest should be pretty easy. And with that being said, guys, let's begin with today's one big thing. So recently, I've been seeing a lot of articles talking about work, and lifestyle, a work-life balance. And similarly, we all know what's been happening with artificial intelligence. Are you guys familiar with ChatGPT? It's the AI chatbot that can basically help you complete tasks or do a wide range of different things. It's very useful in certain contexts, but on a bigger picture, AI, artificial intelligence, is becoming more and more prominent. It's becoming a bigger and bigger part of daily life, specifically for younger people who are more in tune with technology. They know how to use it, they can use it to their advantage, and they're gonna grow up with AI. They're gonna grow up with artificial intelligence. So it's interesting to see how that will impact society in the future. So let's tie these two things together. First of all, AI has become more and more prominent. And then we have work culture and lifestyle, work-life balance, right? How are these two things connected? Well, the obvious answer is that artificial intelligence can do a lot of jobs. It can do the work. A lot of people have jobs that are actually replaceable because now we have AI that can do the job for them. And keep in mind, it's not only computer-based or text-based jobs that are replaceable. Think about cars that can drive themselves, specifically truckers, people driving from one part of the country to another, carrying cargo, they're transporting goods. If trucks are self-driven, truckers are no longer going to be necessary. And a lot of truckers are going to lose their jobs. And then they're going to be left there wondering, okay, well, AI replaced me. What am I going to do next? So I'm sure most of you have already thought about the consequences of AI becoming more prominent. But there is one hopeful, one positive good side to AI becoming more prominent. And it's that potentially we're going to have to work less. And in fact, those articles that I mentioned earlier, many articles that I've been reading, many of them talk about converting our work weeks from a 5-day work week to a 4-day work week. And let me ask you guys, would you rather work 5 days or 4 days a week? What are the pros and cons to working one less day each week? And also as a more general question, when was it just generally decided and concluded that in a 7-day week, humans were going to work 5 days? I'm curious about the origins of the classic 5-day, 40-hour work week. I'm really curious to learn more about that, actually. And I've actually wondered that for a long time. And I've always asked myself, why don't we do 4 days working and 3 day weekend? Sounds pretty nice. We all know how weekends work. Friday night, you enter into relaxation mode. You know the long week of work is finally done. Saturday comes. You can enjoy Saturday. You maybe go out. You spend the day with loved ones. You're enjoying your time. You're not thinking about work. Sunday comes. Okay, the weekend is starting to end. Maybe you start preparing for the next week. Sunday doesn't necessarily have a complete feeling of freedom because you know the next day is day one of the new work week, and that can be stressful for some people. So the weekend's pretty short when you think about it. Now, I'm not saying everyone just wants to have free time. Working is good. Working can be meaningful even in our lives. Working 5 days a week is not necessarily bad. But the idea of a 4 day work week is definitely interesting to me. And I was doing a little bit of research for this episode, and many American companies are now starting to consider what it would be like to give their employees Friday off. So you're free on Friday and you work from Monday to Thursday. Instead of working 40 hours a week, you work 32 hours a week. And in my research, I've found that yes, even though you are working less, you're actually more productive in the time you're working, which does make sense when you think about it, because if you're only working 4 days a week, you know that you have one less day. So maybe during the 4 days you are working, you're going to be more focused. You're going to be more productive. You're going to actually get what you need to do done. And that could be a benefit. On top of that, once you're done with your work for that week, you get another long weekend and you get 3 days off. So in some of this research, some companies have tried it out already, and the employees have commented that they feel overall happier and they feel overall healthier as well. On top of that, less people leave their jobs because you're not burning out. You know, if you're only working 4 days a week, you probably feel more than happy to work 4 days a week, and you don't have a grudge. You're happy to do it. It's only 4 days, not five. And people miss fewer days. So people are not taking days off because, you know, they only have to work 4 days a week anyway. And if we really want to continue listing the benefits, even when you think about getting to work, you're driving less, you're using your car less, that's less gas, it's better for the environment. Of course, that's an indirect benefit, but as you can see, there are many benefits to this 4 day work week. And with AI, it's really not going to be a problem because AI can do a lot of work for us anyway. So now, after hearing all of those things, I'm curious, would you guys encourage 4 day work weeks, or do you think five is the right number? I'm not saying objectively four is better. I'm sure there are some reasons why a 5 day work week is best. First of all, that's what we as humans are used to. We've always done that. Maybe you can make the argument that with one extra day, you can do extra stuff, even though I kind of pointed out that when you only have 4 days, you can still get everything done. So it really just depends. But as someone who's self-employed, I don't necessarily have a fixed schedule. Sometimes I work on Saturday and Sunday. Sometimes I don't work on Monday. So my schedule is not too strict being self-employed, I can kind of determine when I should work, how much I need to be doing. There are pros and cons to being self-employed, but what I can say is that if I had a normal job and I was working in a big company, I would certainly be excited about the idea of a four-day work week. I think that'd be pretty nice. And I think most people will agree with me, but feel free to leave a comment because I'm super curious to know what you guys think about that. And now let's transition over to today's question of the day. And today's question of the day is, in fact, how do you feel about AI becoming more and more prominent? I mean, let's be honest. There are pros and there are cons. There's not just pros. There's not just cons. So what are some of the pros of AI? Well, when it's used properly, it can assist you. It can give you information. It can do simple tasks for you. So it could save you time. And these are the obvious benefits of AI. Even self-driving. Yes, it might be a con for people who work in the trucking industry. But if I have to go on a one-hour drive and my car can drive itself and I can read a book in that hour, that's a benefit to me. Of course, there are cons of AI as well. First of all, it kind of raises questions about who we are as people and as a society. Are we taking technology too far? Are we becoming dependent on technology? Even though, in my opinion, we already are and we have been for a long time. How far will AI go? Is there a limit? Is there a point where this ends, or will it just get stronger and stronger and stronger until one day AI is God and we are the little peasants bowing down to the AI lords? It can be scary from that point of view, and many experts have even said, yes, AI could become self-controlling and it could take over humans. So there is a fearfulness involved in AI as well. In any case, I'm curious to know what you guys think about the prominence of AI. It's becoming a bigger and bigger part of our world. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it both? Let me know with a comment. And now it is time to finish today's episode with the translation challenge. By the way, you guys know I love spreading English. That's why I made this podcast. And I do more than just make a podcast. I have an online school dedicated to teaching English to Italians. It's truly a complete school with grammar courses, live lessons, vocabulary cards, and even speaking classes. So you can actually have a real conversation with a native speaker in English. And it's all inside my academy. You guys can check it out at bringlesley.com. And now, l'intelligenza artificiale sostituirà molti lavori. Do you have the vocabulary for this sentence? In English, the answer is, artificial intelligence will replace many jobs. Instead of artificial intelligence, you can also say AI, which is the very common acronym for artificial intelligence. AI will replace many jobs. Sostituire, the best verb for that is to replace, or to substitute is correct as well. And the very last part, molti lavori, remember that a job is a noun. Work is uncountable. So we don't have works, we have jobs. We do work at our job. I know in Italian it's always lavoro, but in English there's a difference between work and a job. Un mestiere, a job. Un lavoro, a job. Artificial intelligence will replace many jobs, molti lavori. And that is today's translation challenge answer. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I certainly did. I thought it was an interesting topic. And I have another very interesting topic tomorrow morning. So I encourage you to join me again in about 24 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for listening. And I will talk to you very, very soon. Peace.